compensation back into regular session.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Mrs. Green, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm back in regular session. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
Mr. President, the items that were on the agenda were discussed. There's no action to be taken today.
Thank you, sir. We'll now move to our 1:30 scheduled public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now's the time and place for the public hearings on South Blades area creation of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer System. Mr. Ashman will give a brief explanation of what is proposed. After that, there will be an opportunity for the council to ask questions. And subsequent to that, if there's any member of the public that would like to address this, they may do so. Mr. Ashman.
Good afternoon. As Mr. Moore said, this is for the proposed South Blades area. The County Council granted permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing on June 11th of 2024. And this is a creation of a new area within our Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. It includes parcels 132-6-95 and 8801 and parcels 132-11, 41, and 4102. Engineering Department received requests from Bioenergy DevCo for sewer service for their proposed center south of Seaford or south of Blades. Facility is not contiguous to our existing boundary, so annexation was not possible. Therefore, we're going to establish a new area. Request comes for flow allocation of 100,000 gallons per day, fully equalized with BDC containing a pretreatment agreement with the city of Seaford. They will be responsible for system connection charges and time in place at the time of connection and the completion of the referendum process, if in the affirmative. They will also be responsible for design and construction of the new pump station and force main will connect to counties that will connect to the existing county infrastructure and will be responsible for a catch-up contribution as outlined in the use of existing infrastructure agreement. The department posted notices on July 23rd, placed on the county website and advertised the proposed expansion in the weeks of 31st and August 7th. And to date, we have received no correspondence in support or opposition to this expansion.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to address the council in regards to this matter? Is there anyone that would like to address council? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
If there is anyone on the line who is in favor of or in opposition and would like to make a comment, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who would like to make a comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter at this time. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask, read a short resolution.
No, this is a resolution establishing the proposed boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, South Blades area.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Well, this next one is an annexation for the Roxana storage expansion. Council granted permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing on June 11th of 2024, and this would be for our Johnson's Corner area. Engineering Department received a request from DBF Incorporated on behalf of their clients, Zion Church Ventures LLC for the western area and AWH Properties LLC for the eastern area for the projects known as Roxana Storage East and West. Request includes parcels 533-11-23, 2302, 2303, and 2304. Projects are proposed as storage facility and warehouses, and they will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection. The engineering department posted notices on July 23rd, placed on the county website and advertised the proposed expansion in the weeks of July 31st and August 7th. To date, we have had received no correspondence in support or opposition.
Okay. Any questions from council? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to address this matter? Anyone here today that would like to come forward and discuss this? Seeing none, is operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. So, okay, with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Eichmann to read a resolution, please. Short title.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Johnson's Corner area, to include the Roxana storage area and located in the Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore.
At this time, we're going to start the zoning hearings, and I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or their questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearings will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present at chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, Council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the Commission's recommendations to the Council for a period of 5 calendar days following Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the Council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the Council and Commission hearings. And Mr. President, the first matter today is conditional use number 2428. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend the conditions of approval for conditional use number 1713, which is ordinance number 1961, to allow for an additional building to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.28 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Roxana Road, which is Route 17, approximately 177 feet southwest of Pyle Center Road, which is Route 20. The 911 address is 35160 Roxana Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 30.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the minutes from the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of December 13th of 2007, and a copy of the County Council minutes of April 1st, 2008. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response and a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have had received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 10th of this year. And at the meeting of July 10th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application, but the 7 reasons stated and subject to the 2 recommended revised conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, is Mr. Blakeney available? Come forward, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Ray Blakeney. I'm with Plitko Engineering. We're the firm that prepared the site plan that you see before you. Mr. Tyler Hitch, the owner of the site, unfortunately was not able to be here with us today, but I'll try to answer any questions you may have about his business or anything else about the project. Mr. Hitch bought this property in January of 2017. At the time of the purchase, all the buildings that you see on site were existing. As the current owner, Mr. Hitch has cleaned up trash on site. He's repaired doors and siding on the existing buildings, and he's generally tried to clean up the place. Mr. Hitch was unaware of this condition of approval preventing additional buildings when he purchased the property. The existing buildings on site are currently used for commercial storage. 4 of them by the owner, 1 of them is rented out to a separate contractor. The owner also has his office in one of the buildings. The proposed building will also be used by the owner as contractor commercial storage. Typical traffic on the site is 3 trucks once per day. We do not anticipate a dramatic increase in traffic flow if the new building is constructed. We were working with Sussex Conservation District on drainage and stormwater management for this project when this issue of the condition of approval came up. We since stopped all work on the project and the time it's taken to be heard. We do anticipate minor changes to the plan that you have before you as we work through the stormwater management issues as well as comments given by the Planning and Zoning Department. We anticipate the removal of some of the existing hardscape, a driveway to serve the proposed building should it be allowed, a landscape plan, etc. That's really all I have. I can answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from Council? Questions? Okay, if you want to have a seat, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone who would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, Operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If Council desires, close public record.
Thank you. Close public hearing and also close public record to the Council. And there's more which
short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend the condition approval for conditional use number 1713, ordinance number 1961, to allow for an additional building to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.28 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7, with modification of conditions in 8A and B.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning's conditions, and I will vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will also vote yes based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
Based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I agree with Planning and Zoning. I vote yes.
I also will vote yes based on P&Z's recommendation. Motion carried. Thank you. Next.
Next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2429. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance that grants a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 0.69 acre more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Camp Road, which is Sussex County Route 532, approximately 0.19 mile north of Eskridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 531. The 911 address is 20914 Camp Road, Bridgeville, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 2, Parcel 17.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's conceptual survey plan, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan and photographs. We have a copy of written comments from the applicant and a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We also have a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 10th of this year, and at the meeting of July 24th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons stated and subject to the 11 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Hignett, would you like to come forward, please?
You can come with him.
Yes. You can play tag team.
I'll let her talk.
Okay.
Wise man.
Carrie Hignett, Jason Hignett. We live at 20914 Camp Road in Bridgeville.
Thank you. If you just explain what you're doing and why you'd like Council to grant approval.
We own a family-owned landscaping business and are seeking approval of continuing to run our business there.
Okay, so you've been operating it now on the property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there adequate parking on the property?
Yes, we, in our site plan, we designated, currently we only have one employee, but we designated 3 spaces for potential growth, hopefully in the future.
Anyone else have any questions?
Have you read the conditions by planning and zoning? 1 through 7?
No, ma'am. Okay, we're not aware of those.
Well, let's see here. The use shall be limited to a landscaping business that performs off-site landscaping work. No manufacturing shall occur on the site. The prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any. This prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any materials and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. As stated by the applicant, there shall not be any retail sales occurring from the site, and no materials such as dirt, topsoil, mulch, stone, or compost shall be stored on the site. One lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per size will be permitted. The hours of operation, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, no Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate vehicles of such use shall be parked on the site. There shall not be any parking or storage on the property setbacks. Because this application was filed as a result of the constable's violation, the final site plan must be submitted within 6 months of approval of the ordinance by county council. Otherwise, the violation process shall continue with respect to the applicant and his property. Failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for remission of the conditional use application. Termination of the activation. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Yeah, we already follow all of those conditions.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Very good. Are there any other questions from council? If they're not, you can have a seat. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone listening remotely who may want to comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing, so the council will close the record. Ask Mr. Moore, read a short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 0.69 acre more or less, for the reasons numbered 1 through 6 as given by planning and zoning, with their conditions 7A through K.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make a move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
I also vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Hudson?
I also agree with Planning and Zoning, and I vote yes.
I also agree with P&Z recommendation. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes. The next matter is conditional use number 2432. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Larissa and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.56 acre more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Old Landing Road, which is Sussex County Route 274, approximately 0.28 miles south of Warrington Road, which is Sussex County Route 275. The 911 address is 19747 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 12, parcel 181.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received 43 written responses, which were included in your paperless packet. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 10th of this year, and at the meeting of July 24th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 5 reasons stated and subject to the 11 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packets. Thank you.
Are there any questions from council? If not, Mr. Carey.
Good afternoon, council. Blake Carey from the Smith Firm LLC, 405 Rehoboth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, here on behalf of the applicants, Lauren and Simone Ferries. Lauren Crawford and Simone Ferries, they're here with me, here to answer any questions you may have as well. I'd like to begin with just a background of the applicant's ownership of the property and its use. The property, as you see, is located on the easterly side of Old Landing Road. Its particular address is 19747 Old Landing Road, and it bears Sussex County tax map and parcel number 334-12.00-181.01. The applicants acquired the property in or around June of 2020 and have since spent some time between Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and Pennsylvania, where they also reside. Since their acquisition of the property, they've removed a dilapidated sailboat that once sat along the roadway, extensively renovated the interior and exterior of the structure situated upon it, all in an effort to increase the property's curb appeal and create a desirable property along Old Landing Road. All of which also directly benefit neighboring properties. And there should be some aerial photos and frontline photos of the property within your paperless packets. The applicant, Simone Ferries, has 33 years of experience in the hair salon industry around the globe and in Pennsylvania for over 11 years now, running a salon in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Eventually, it's the applicant's goal to reside in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware full-time, and for Mr. Ferries to continue to be able to provide his services here. To that end, the applicants are respectfully seeking conditional use application number CU-2432 to allow for a salon at the property, particularly in an area which was formerly a garage and currently exists on the property as it is today. So again, if you're looking at those photographs, the area proposed for this salon does actually exist there today. It's not future construction, et cetera. Some other important facts regarding the property and the applicant's salon, if their conditional use was granted, include the following. Water for the property is provided by Tidewater. Sewer for the property is provided by the county. The use would be that of a beauty salon with proposed hours of operation for the salon from Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The salon would be by appointment only and would not accept walk-ins. Only haircutting, styling, coloring, and similar services would be provided. The salon would not be a spa and would not include any manicure or pedicure services. Limited sales of hair products would be conducted within the salon for the particular patrons that are in there by appointment only again. Manufacturing will not take place on the property relative to this conditional use application. The maximum amount of employees anticipated would be 5, including the applicant, Mr. Ferries. We're specifically asking for 3 styling stations or chairs, as they're called, and 1 hair washing station. So when we get to the conditions, I want to make a note of that based on what Planning and Zoning recommended. As far as parking, employees would park at the area noted as existing pavement on the north end of the site plan that's within your packets, and potential patrons would park in an area noted as existing concrete parking, which is on the site, the south end of the site plan. The exterior of the improvements of the property would not change if this conditional use were granted, with the exception of parking striping and any appropriate directional arrows. Nothing would change relative to the rear of the property, and it would not impact the Landing Homeowners Association. And parking for employees would be located at or around the dwelling located on the property, again in that area composed of existing stone. With respect to the building, all setbacks are met as far as where it's placed and exists today. And then finally, it's worthwhile to note that several medical offices, which are similar in nature to the structure of patrons coming in by appointment only, are within a 1-mile radius from the property, in addition to commercial establishments such as convenience stores, offices, and other salon and the like. Accordingly, it is the applicant's position that its impact would be minimal compared to those other conditional uses surrounding the property itself. With respect to the request itself and the reasons supporting its recommendation and approval, or its approval from the council, as mentioned, we're seeking an ordinance granting a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district to allow an existing structure on the applicant's property to be utilized for a salon with no more than 5 employees, including the applicant. This would include the salon itself within that existing building envelope, employee parking, and customer parking upon existing stone and concrete on the property as we are today. All proposals are located on a certain parcel of land consisting of, 25,306 square feet of land, or about a 1/2 acre. If approved, any salon would require additional approvals from the state, which would certainly be followed and obtained. The proposed conditional use is similar in character to the surrounding area and properties along Old Landing Road and its surrounding 1-mile radius, which include, as I mentioned, several medical offices, other businesses, another salon, real estate offices, offices for a cleaning business, a therapist office, retail space, self-storage, and the like, which have all been permitted via conditional uses in this AR1 zoned coastal area. Accordingly, the proposed use will have no adverse impact on the character of the surrounding area or the property values therein. DelDOT has determined that a traffic impact study is not necessary. The local environment will not be impacted. And finally, the property will retain its residential look and feel as it is today. This AR1 parcel is located in a coastal area, as I mentioned, pursuant to the comprehensive land use plan of the county, which is a growth area. Notably, based on the plan, in quotes, appropriate mixed-use development should be allowed, and in doing so, careful mixtures of homes with light commercial, office, and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. Here, the applicant's proposed use is not an intense commercial use, such as auto repair or gasoline sales, nor even as intense as some medical offices which have been permitted in the area, and is certainly not large in scale, utilizing existing improvements on the property as it exists today. As such, the plan, as we see it, is permissible according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. County staff analysis has also concluded that, subject to considerations of scale and impact, a conditional use to allow for a salon at the site could be considered as being consistent with the land use, area, zoning, and surrounding uses. Based upon the proposed conditional use, the scale and impact would not be large, as I mentioned, but rather minimal. Finally, the proposed conditional use will also benefit the health, safety, and welfare of future residents of Sussex County. The proposed use of the existing building upon the property as a salon benefits the needs of residential owners in the surrounding immediate area. Allowing this to be a salon and operated within the existing building will address the needs of and provide convenient services to neighboring properties and residents of Sussex County alike. Another likely outcome, which would actually provide positive impact to those major arterial roadways, is that those living along Old Landing Road have an area for salon services so that they don't have to participate and drive on 24, Route 1, et cetera, which are already congested. Moreover, if permitted, the use will increase competition in the salon business sector, which is extremely beneficial to all residents of Sussex County, creating a healthy economy for all of us. It also bears noting that commercial space is extremely limited along the Route 1 corridor, et cetera, and not allowing conditional uses, et cetera, could by any means stifle the small business economy in the county. As I've noted, nothing is changing aesthetically with the property. Its existing buildings and driveways will be utilized as appropriate, and the applicants have spent significant time beautifying the property and its curb appeal, which only benefits those around us. Finally, as I noted, this will also impact in a positive manner the roadways of the surrounding area. And as a result, we believe it's consistent with the requirements for a conditional use. With respect to the proposed conditions, I do want to make a couple notes. First, the conditions note from planning and zoning, there shall not be more than two stylus stations with two accompanying washing and two drying stations. We're actually looking for three stylist stations or chairs and one hair washing station. So the same number of stations, just a different makeup. So we want to make that noted. And then also, with respect to the property, the goal or the intent would be to utilize the existing driveways that are on the property for parking, which part of which may be in setbacks, but the structure certainly is not. So those are some things.
Mr. Carey, concerning the roadways and parking, which condition were you referring to for that, please?
That would be condition, I just had it marked, I believe it's I. H.
B-I.
Here we go, sorry. Condition I, the second sentence, Mr. Moore.
And what was your proposal?
Proposal is to utilize the existing driveway as it is today. And if you look on your site plan, I just want to
strike that last sentence.
Yeah.
Would accommodate that, wouldn't it?
That would.
You would still need that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So there's an existing pavement on the, I guess that would be the north end of the property, as you can see there, and then an existing concrete driveway on the south end of the property. The north end would be utilized for employee parking. The south end would be utilized for customer parking.
So your comments really go to the site plan itself, and I'm not sure that anything needs to be changed in I, which states that the site plan shall clearly show those areas, which you would do on the site plan. Correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
That's correct.
Okay.
Sure. And then, as I mentioned, also, it's, if you'd like particulars, Mr. Moore, it's condition B that outlines
yes.
the two accompanying washing and two drying stations. And the request is for three chairs, one washing drying station.
And would, okay, one, and likewise, one drying as well?
Well, it's three chairs and one washing station, yeah. The drying would be in the stylus chairs.
Okay, so the it's written now there should be no more than two. That would change three stylus stations with one accompanying washing and drying station.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yep. So the amount of chairs or stations are not changing from four, just the makeup of those.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Under I.
Yes.
But I think the concern is that site plan approval process, there may not be any parking allowed on that, I guess, the south side of that pad, that existing pad, because it's in the setback, I think.
No, you can't park yes. in the setback. Yeah. I mean, that's a...
Didn't understand, but
yeah.
isn't that your concern?
It's a concern, yeah.
On that existing pad?
On the existing pad, correct.
So can they use the existing pad?
Mr. Whitehouse? But sure.
So the dwelling has a driveway that could be used for parking purposes. Yeah. When it comes to commercial site plan review, parking in the front yard setback is normally discouraged, but the code doesn't say shall not. It says it may be permitted by the commission on a case-by-case basis, but commercial parking in the front yard setback is generally discouraged because it interferes with potential road widening or improvements in the future. So the long-winded answer is that it can be permitted on a case-by-case basis.
But that would be the final site plan.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Which, okay. So the commission is going to do that at the end.
Correct.
So,
right. I mean,
at the appropriate time, I'd like to amend I to drop that to strike that last sentence, and let Mr. Whitehouse work on it through the site plan approval process.
Okay. More questions, okay. Council?
If there's,
I just want to sure. understand this number of chairs. How many chairs are there going to be?
Four.
Four, not six?
Not six.
Okay.
No,
same
sir.
Same as always.
Okay.
Three
okay.
styling and one washing. Yep.
Okay. Any other questions? Do you have anything else to add, Mr. Carey?
I don't at this time.
If not, if you want to have a seat. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have a caller on the line. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just real quick, I am in opposition of this, and very simply, this is not a very well-formulated comment that I'm going to say or thought out. This is in a residential area. This is on Old Lanning Road. This is in a residential area, and what the attorney just cited in terms of conveniences and shopping, that's on the other side of Old Lanning Road, where it's located closer to Route 1, also by Walmart. But on the other side of Warrington Road is a residential community. All homes. Not a single business in on Old Lanning Road. Not a one.
Sir, before you hang up, can you give us your name and address, please?
Sure. Ryan Lehman. 15 Deerfield Lane in Rehoboth Beach.
Okay, thank you. Did you have anything else to add?
No, that's all. I'm just very opposed to this. There's no reason for a business to be off of Old Lanning Road in a residential community.
Okay, thank you. Operator, is there anyone else?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you, Operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if Council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with Council, close public record. Mr. Moore, why don't you read the short title, and then we'll do the amendment.
Okay, let me, I've scrambled my papers around here. Yep, I need the... If you just bear with me, Mr. President.
I can read if you want to do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the, where I had the, here they are. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.56 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through K.
Schaefer, you had an amendment or two?
Should I offer those separately or?
Yeah, let's do them separately.
I'll have Mr. Moore read the proposed amendment to condition B.
Sure. On B, it would be amended, change where it says two stylists to three, and with instead of two accompanying washing and drying stations, it would be one. So it would read, there shall be not more than three stylist stations with one accompanying washing drying station. The final site plan shall depict the area of the existing structure set aside for the business use, and a floor plan shall show the location of the sets of stations, two sets of stations.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Screen.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
O'Reilly.
Yes.
Yeah, would you carry any other amendment?
I'd like to make a motion to amend I by striking the last sentence.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on that motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yeah, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.56 acre more or less for the reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through K as amended B and I by this council.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Based on
the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission, the testimony I heard here today, and with the amendments.
Mrs. Green?
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning as amended today.
Hudson?
I agree with Planning and Zoning, and I will vote yes as amended.
Mr. Riley?
I'll accept Planning and Zoning's recommendation and vote yes as amended.
I also will agree with P&Z's recommendation as amended. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Okay, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes, I'm sorry.
This is Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned.